You're listening to Michigan News from MLive for Friday, October 28th, and I'm your host, Jessica Shepard. Local politics remain civil despite national political tension. Amtrak is making changes after a Michigan to Chicago train fiasco, and ArtPrize is calling it quits. A new study revealed that relationships amongst local government officials in Michigan, as well as between local officials and residents, have remained relatively stable despite polarizing politics at the state and national level. The Michigan Public Policy Survey, comprised of responses from all 18,856 local governments in Michigan, including city, township, village, and county officials, showed 70% of local government officials have constructive discourse in their areas amongst other local government officials. Although the tone of political discourse across the state and nation seem increasingly antagonistic, at the community level in Michigan, local leaders report that civic relationships and discussions of local policy issues continue to be positive, some even reporting slight improvements, the report states. Only 15% of respondents, according to the survey results, say relationships among elected officials are only fair or outright poor. Catherine Mulhaupt works for the Member Information Services Division with the Michigan Townships Association, where she said she and her colleagues hear from hundreds of township officials every week on matters facing their communities, like zoning and marijuana regulation. People are respectful even when they differ, Mulhaupt said. Amtrak is revising its policies after customers were stuck on a delayed train from Michigan to Chicago without heat, electricity, or working toilets earlier this month. Many ended up fleeing before getting to Union Station. The service fell far short of what we hold ourselves accountable for and that we promise to deliver to our customers and our partners at the state of Michigan, Amtrak President Roger Harris said in an email sent to affected customers this week. Wolverine 351 first left Pontiac at 6 a.m. on October 7th, but persistent mechanical issues, brake problems, a medical emergency, and a crew change caused the train to arrive in Chicago around midnight Central Time, roughly 19 hours later. Another train coupled with 351 was also delayed. Amtrak will now prioritize getting customers off trains that don't have heating, air conditioning, electricity, and toilets. That means either moving the train to the nearest station or finding other transportation. Amtrak refunded fares for those impacted and also offered passengers $100 in travel credit. ArtPrize, the acclaimed open art competition that launched in 2009, is officially calling it quits. What started as an experiment in 2009 quickly became something more, and we have an entire community to thank for embracing the ArtPrize idea and taking it to amazing heights, ArtPrize founder and chairman Rick DeVos said in a Thursday statement. While ArtPrize is calling it quits, the organization said in a news release that it's making a catalytic gift of its creative, technological, and communications platforms to a new partnership for a new experiment that will build upon the legacy of the International Art Competition, effectively ArtPrize 2.0. Downtown Grand Rapids, Inc., the City of Grand Rapids, and Kendall College of Art and Design of Ferris State University will now collectively lead this new initiative. While there are certainly mixed emotions, we know the time is right to conclude the original ArtPrize experiment and open up space for new energy and creativity, DeVos said. You can always find the latest Michigan news by visiting MLive.com and make sure to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. We'll be back here next week with more Michigan news from MLive. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.